Hello and welcome to the very first edition of the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business Magazine, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. Now, if you're an HME professional, you're probably familiar with HME Business Magazine, our website, hme-business.com, our e-newsletter service, eSource, and our HMEB webinars. That's why we've launched the HMEB podcast. To tell you the truth, I've wanted to launch a podcast for a while now. I'm an avid podcast listener in my personal life. I think they're going to have to surgically remove my iPhone earbuds from my ears one of these days. And I've been watching and waiting to figure out the right time for a magazine like ours to do one for the industry. Well, it turns out that you, the readers of HME Business and eSource, basically told us that we needed to do a podcast. During November and early December, we ran a survey of you, our readers, about your podcast listening habits and what you might want to hear if we were to produce a podcast. And frankly, the results were surprising. I've been editing business magazines since the mid-1990s, and in all the reader surveys I've conducted, I've never had readers be so demonstrative in their replies. Here's what I mean. For starters, when we asked you, the HME professionals, whether you listen to podcasts, 56.5% said that they did, and 43.5% said that they didn't. Of those that listened to podcasts, 57% of those readers said that they listened to podcasts for the work that they did in the HME industry. So that's pretty good. We know that more than half of you are listening to podcasts, and that of those folks, more than half listen to HME-related podcasts. That's pretty good, right? Here's the crazy thing. Of all the people that responded to the survey, both those that listen to podcasts for whatever reason and those that don't, 80.3% said that they would listen to an HMEB podcast if we offered one. So basically, I have no choice in this matter. You have told us that HMEB needs to get on the stick and start offering a podcast, and that's why you're listening to this. Now, as far as what we're going to talk about, the information will be across the board. At HME Business, our primary editorial mission is to be a business management magazine. Our goal is to help provide you with the types of information, business intelligence, and expert insights that can help you run and grow a successful HME provider business. But in our survey, you did stipulate a lot of the things that you wanted us to make sure that we cover. And some of the top priority points of coverage concerns that you, the readers, said included legislative and regulatory news, interviews about developing new markets and new revenue streams, interviews on industry trends, and product news. In terms of the types of products and business categories that you guys were really interested in, some of the top priorities included retail sales items, sleep therapy items, oxygen and respiratory, mobility, and that includes power and manual mobility, as well as scooters and accessibility. But it wasn't just products. You also wanted to know about business services directed at HME providers, such as software systems and services, billing services, claims processing. So we've got a lot of good direction from you guys on what you want. Oh, and lastly, we gave you guys a chance to sound off on anything else you wanted. And a prevailing request in that sort of open field response was that you wanted real information, not sales pitches. I was really elated to hear that. Everyone at HME Business really prides ourselves on trying to deliver what we call hardcore reader takeaway. We want you to come away from one of our features or our columns or our department stories or our webinars or now this podcast with real information that you can apply to your business or get you to start looking for more information on the subject. Our goal is to help you do better, to help you succeed. And that's what we want to do with this podcast. So, with that in mind, while this might be an introductory edition of our podcast where I'm sort of telling you about what we intend to do, I'd be remiss if I didn't give you some of that takeaway. So let me offer up some of that right now with an interview I recently conducted with Ty Bello, one of the top HME sales experts in the industry. Here at HME Business, we produce a number of webinars throughout the year, most of them free to listen to, and one that's coming up is Double-Digit HME Sales Growth, The Only Thing in the Way Might Be You, which we're hosting on Tuesday, February 12th at 2 p.m. Eastern. That one's free thanks to our sponsor, Playmaker Health, and we've got the speaker here with us today, Ty Bellow. Ty is the founder and president of Team at Work Coaching, a firm that specializes in management and sales coaching for HME owners and operators. Ty, how you doing?
I'm good, David. Thanks for having me on the program today. I'm very excited about this and always a pleasure working with you.
Agreed. Ty's a longtime speaker of webinars for HME Business. Ty, thanks for being here. Why don't we dive in? Looking at the topic of HME sales growth right now, what do you observe providers kind of on average doing in regards to strategic sales planning? What's the current state of HME sales planning is probably a good way to define it.
Yeah, it's a great question, David. And I think that was really the premise behind the webinar. And the idea of doing this webinar is we really do believe there is double-digit potential growth with a proper, effective, strategic sales plan. And what I'm finding out there, and I've been out in the field now for 29 years in our industry, and we've grown a lot. I mean, we couldn't even spell strategic planning back 29 years ago, and now we're actually doing some very, very positive things. So what I'm seeing some providers doing is actually doing a strategic plan, mm-hmm. actually doing it towards the end of the year for the next calendar year, mm-hmm. and also I'm seeing them put some metrics and some cadence to those things. Mm-hmm. But I think there's more that they can do than what they are currently doing, and thus the reason for the webinar that we're going to be doing here in a couple of days with you guys.
Gotcha. So bearing that thought in mind, maybe you can kind of give us a couple sneak previews of what are some of the things you think providers should be doing when it comes to strategic sales planning?
Yeah, absolutely. I got a call just last week, two of them actually, from a provider sales manager and then from a separate sales representative of a different organization. And both of them said, in their own words, that their goals for 2019 were purely the calculation of the total number of setups that they did on a particular product last year in 2018 divided by 12. Mm. And as a salesperson, I think we're missing something there. And I find that is one of the things that many strategic sales initiatives in an HME provider space, they're doing. And it's not accurate. Every product we sell, every product we put out there as a service to a patient has seasonality to it. There are highs and lows. So to equate my growth as a sales rep equal every single month to the number that we've divided by 12 at the end of the year just isn't correct. Mm-hmm. It isn't strategic. It's more, and it's not even an algorithm, it's just simple division. So I think that's one thing they can be doing a little bit better. Other things is I'd really like to see them get into a profitability analysis by product category. Mm-hmm. I think this helps them in two ways. One, are there products that I need to continue to do in 2019? And are there products I need to exit in 2019? And can you imagine where we can go with that information on how we could build a true strategic plan for the entire year for our sales team based on profitability and not just carrying a product because we've always carried the product, even though reimbursement typically has gone down year over year over year. There's got to be a point where we look at it, look at the profitability and decide what are we going to move forward with as a business.
Gotcha. That kind of analysis, it sounds like it depends on data. I'm curious, how have you seen the growth of IT systems and the proliferation of business analytics in the HME world influence strategic sales planning?
Yeah, well, obviously, years ago, words like benchmarking and metrics and cadence weren't really part of the everyday language of an HME provider. But I can say that over the past several years, at least 10 years, we have migrated to that more and more. And data has played a huge role in that. Mm-hmm. And this is one of my favorite quotes. I really don't know where it came from, but in God we trust, everyone else bring data. and I think it kind of says it all. I think we all have strong faith, if you will, belief in our systems and our processes, and we're going to drive and do great business. Okay, everybody else just bring data because we want to really see what we're going to do, and that's what that's about. And I kind of joke with people all the time. If I had the data that is available today, 29 years ago when I started my career in the HME industry, David, you and I would not be on this phone call right now.
Yeah,
Barb and I would be sitting on some beach somewhere really relaxing, because I'm going to tell you, the data that's out there is absolutely relevant. Is it 100% accurate? Absolutely not. And when you find data that's 100% accurate, let me know, because I've not seen it yet. But the data that is available out there, I'm going to give a very high 85, 90% accuracy rate to it and say, rather than a sales professional out there making sales calls, let's say on 150 providers, 150 different referral sources, with data, we might be able to bring that down to 60 or 70 with a more focused approach, because we've learned from the data the other 50 or so are really low referral sources that we don't need to spend a lot of time with. And not only are we getting the referral number, but also some of the data that's out there today will point us to where is that referral source sending their referrals to? Which competitor of mine has the marketplace? Therefore, you can get a lot of information from that, and that's going to be absolutely covered in our webinar that we're going to be doing with you about double-digit growth in HME.
All right. Well, Ty, thank you so much for being here and sharing a preview of what you're going to talk about. Any readers out there, if you're interested in checking out the webinar, learning more, and hopefully registering for it, again, that's on February 12th. You can find information on double-digit sales growth over at hme-business.com/webinars. Again, that's hme-business.com/webinars. Thanks, Ty.
Thanks, David.
Well, that's just a small sample of the sorts of interviews and information that we will provide with this podcast. I hope that you'll take a moment and click on the subscribe button so that you get updated each time we post an episode. I'm really looking forward to taking this podcast journey with all of you in the HME provider industry. If you ever have any ideas or requests, never be afraid to tweet at me via @postacutenews on Twitter, or you can send me an email at dkopf@1105media.com. Again, that's DKOP as in Paul, F as in Frank, at 1105media.com. Okay, with all that out of the way, I'll sign off so that we can start working on even more great content for the industry. For now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast. We'll be right back.